This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Jordan taking decisive action, hanging two jailed Al-Qaeda terrorists in retaliation for the barbaric murder of a captured Jordanian pilot.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. Happy birthday to our very own Leah Washington.
Yay!
A packed commuter train slammed into a sport utility vehicle on the tracks of a crossing last night, killing seven people, injuring several others, and sending hundreds of passengers scrambling to get safety as the front of the train and the SUV burst into flames. The impact was so forceful, the electrified third rail came up and pierced the train. Among those killed was the SUV's driver, who authorities said had gotten out of her vehicle momentarily after the crossing gates came down around her. She then got back in, was trying to drive forward when she was hit. And this was a northbound Metro North Railroad train leaving Grand Central Terminal yesterday about 5:45 p.m. Bobby Christina Brown has been moved to an Emory University hospital for treatment. This happened on Monday, and she has been hospitalized ever since she was found unresponsive in a tub at her Roswell home on Saturday. Family members say that she is breathing with the help of a ventilator and that she briefly opened her eyes, and they're hoping that that action was not just a reflex. Meanwhile, her father's attorney in a statement says that Bobby Christina and Nick Gordon were not married, and the statement read, to correct earlier reports, Bobby Christina is not and has never been married to Nick Gordon. The funeral for the man hit and killed last week by Marion Suge Knight will be held at a prominent church in South Los Angeles. The members of the public are invited to join the family and friends for Terry Carter, scheduled to begin at noon on Saturday at the First African Methodist Episcopal Church of Los Angeles. This is the same church where they had the funerals of Ray Charles, former Los Angeles Mayor Tom Bradley, and Congressman Julian Dixon. Carter was the 55-year-old founder and owner of Heavyweight Records, fatally struck and killed by Knight's truck on Thursday outside Tam's Burgers in Compton. And in a Compton courtroom yesterday, Suge Knight pleaded not guilty to murder, attempted murder, two counts of hit and run, and allegations that he committed a violent felony while out on bail pending another case. And appearing in court, he was then taken to a hospital for an undisclosed medical reason. They said that he did have...
You let a judge read all that, see if you don't fall out.
Oh, Lord.
Boom.
And he's a third...
This is a third strike. Yeah.
So he could be... He could be in jail for a
long
time. For a very long time.
A minimum of 25 years.
What?
And how old is he now?
49.
Yeah.
This is Black History Month, and on BlackAmericaWeb.com, and paying tribute to the pioneers, today is Wednesday, and ask you to please read about Dr. Charles Maudlin, one of 17 black transplant surgeons in the United States. And speaking of history, the Rosa Parks Collection at the Library of Congress will open formally to researchers today. This would have been the birthday of the civil rights icon.
Oh, yeah?
This is the treasure trove she left behind, a collection of approximately 7,500 manuscripts, 2,500 photographs, could be historical boon for generations to come.
Uh-huh.
Last August, a foundation headed by the son of billionaire Warren Buffett bought hundreds of items that belonged to Mrs. Parks at an auction for $4.5 million. They include her Presidential Medal of Freedom, a postcard signed by Martin Luther King Jr.,
Don't tell the King children.
Tell the King kids.
He owns it.
Does he?
Yeah. And we say goodbye to Charlie Siffert, the first black man on the PGA Tour. He has died at the age of 92. He had a stroke, and they say that he was considered the Jackie Robinson of golf. He challenged the Caucasian-only clause, and the PGA rescinded it in 1961. He won the Greater Hartford Open in 67, the Los Angeles Open in 69, and also the 1975 Senior PGA Championship, fully recognized in 2004 when he became the first black inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame.
1961 was when the PGA lifted their Caucasian-only
The clause, yeah. Clause? And they rescinded it in 1961, yes.
Wow, that was a nice
He challenged it and won.
How many times do you think he heard the N-word?
A lot.
Even when he won, congratulations.
And Tiger Woods was one of those. You know, a lot of people said, "Oh, Tiger," but he often said that he would not have played golf if it were not for Charlie Sifford and other black pioneers.
And the love of a white woman.
16:16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.